the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Pam Watson and I am a trustee with Diana Princess of Wales Hospice Care at Home Trust, affectionately known as Hospice at Home because it's a lot shorter.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
It started in 1998 and it was set up by Ali and Don Westcott. The purpose of the charity is to raise as much money as possible to help fund palliative care for people who want to spend their final days in their own home with their friends and family. So yeah, it's an important charity and we're very lucky to have it on the island.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for Isle of Man residents, it's important to say that, and all the money stays on the island that we raise as well, and also all the money that we raise goes to fund the nurses, so we don't, everybody's unpaid volunteers. For people who are in their final days, basically, used to be only cancer patients, but it's been expanded to cover people with any type of illness now.
Tell us about your team.
The team, we are a team of 7 trustees and we've got about another half a dozen committee members. We're always looking for more, so if anybody would like to join us, please feel free to reach out. The team's from a diverse background and we're really focused on trying to raise the profile and raise as much money as we can.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Well, we work with Hospice Isle of Man, obviously, and we ring fence the funds that we raise with them to fund the nurses that go out and care for the people in their own homes, or actually sometimes in nursing homes and residential homes. So it's wherever home is to the individual.
What are your main goals?
The main goals are to raise a profile, to raise funds, and really hopefully have a little bit of fun in doing so as well.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We have had quite a low profile over the last several years. So the focus at the moment is trying to raise that profile, doing things like bucket collections and just getting our name back out there, because it's surprising how many people don't actually know that the charity exists and why it's there. So the priority is for us is profile fundraising and just keeping the funds coming in, really, to help cover the demand that is there and that will increase as well.
How is the charity funded?
We're funded from fundraising events and challenges. So our next event is an afternoon tea, but we also do things like the walking challenges, Radden Fallen. And then we get funds from grants and trusts that are Isle of Man based, and also from bequests and legacies on the island as well. So we want to try to make sure that people are aware that the charity exists so that they can choose, if they wish to do so, to donate to the charity.
How can people support you?
Definitely come along and get involved. If we're hoping to do another walking challenge next year, so watch out for that. They have been very popular in the past and it's really good to be able to get out and see that some parts of the island that people probably don't get to, would otherwise not get to see. Also supporting our fundraising events, so we've got the afternoon tea, which is sold out, which is brilliant. Thanks to everybody who's supporting us. We've got a charity bingo on the 5th of October. That's in the afternoon at the Palace. Thank you to the Palace for helping us with that. The next event is on the 23rd of October, which is bringing back the annual pub quiz. It's a corporate event, teams of 6. Or if you have a group of friends and you feel competitive, come along and get involved. And then finally, our famous, a festival of Christmas with Christmas carols and dinner at Woodburn House on the 4th of December. So yeah, lots coming up in the next few months.
Where can people find out more?
Well, we have a website. We also have a Facebook page, which is under Diana Princess of Wales Hospice Care at Home Trust. We have a LinkedIn page under Hospice at Home, Isle of Man, or you could reach out to myself on Facebook or on the phone. My number's 481356, so if you want tickets, just get in touch.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.